Rishalmi Megillah Daf Ches. We're starting from the Mishnah on Zayim Abayis. Mishnah continues discussion of what happens when you have a leap year and you have two Adars, Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni. What does it have to do within mitzvos that are knowing that month? How are they divided up and how are they performed? Says the Mishnah, Kodesh Megillah Adar Rishon. If they read the Megillah, you read it on the first day of Adar, the first Adar, Saba Hashana, and the extra month that you have, Korona Saba Adar Sheni. You have to read it again. So according to the Tanakhama, the Mishnah, you read it regular, the first Adar, and then if there's a second month that they add on, you read it as well, read it a second time. You read it as well on Adar Sheni. Because obviously there's a chiyuv for a new month that came in, to respond again, to do it, Shabbat Shana, says the Kabbinate, says the Pei Moshe. That's considered like his man. And in Mela, therefore, you have to read it in the same time on the second day of the month, because that is the response of what the Chazal put it for another month. It means you have to do it, and if you just did the first one, you're not Yotze. Says the Mishnah, Eimadrit La Sheni, Elamikra Megillah. The only Nafkamin is not Megillah. When is it different? The Nafkamin is Mikra Megillah. Megillah and giving Matana Slev Yonim. That is the Nafkamina. These mitzvahs that you had and you do that, if you went ahead and you did them in Adar Sheni, not in Adar Rishon, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah, says the Korban Eder, to explain it. Lo Yotza. That the, and therefore, it's unique to this particular Yom Tov, that you have to chusumet. This is the way the Gemara doesn't explain a chusumet, but the Plain Moshe brings it down a little early, and he says, the Gemara is quoting the Gemara, and he says, "Ein ben arba asal shabbat rishon la arba asal shabbat sheni ila mikra mekilim matan savyonim chemish loch monos sheilu ein nohaga asal abad sheni." This is usually in the second month. It's matan day lagabi tainus and hespi. Both of them are equal. But lagabi the din of the hanagos of the day, we're only knowing them ain't a nogas elabadu sheni. Only knowing them and adu sheni. The Mishnah said you read the Megillah in both, but lemaisa the Tana Kamas the Mishnah comes out that the ain't bein adarishon except those kriyas Megillah is to do this ikaris on the second month. Says the Gemara to explain now. Gemara says that the masnisa. Masha'abru Akka Karosa. The case of our Mishnah is where the Sanhedrin went ahead in Ma'abru the year, and afterwards they went ahead and they read the Megillah in the first Adar. Since when they read the Megillah, it was already established that there'll be a second Adar, so then it was a mistake what they did, and therefore they should have to read it again. That's the case of the Mishnah, when it says you have to repeat it, it's because they did it after it was already understood there's going to be Adar Sheni. They should have waited. Adar Sheni. They didn't. Therefore, they have to read it again. What if they read Megillah? And they weren't Ma'abed. The Sanhedrin was Ma'abed the Shon until after they read it. Then a little bit dark. Then halacha doesn't apply. Then you don't have to read it a second time because you were Yotze already. You didn't know there was going to be a second Adar. It wasn't yet put. It wasn't yet done. Therefore, you wouldn't have to go repeat it an Adar Sheni. This is the halacha. The Gemara is making such a qualification. A little bit dark. That you read it, you were Yotze. Says the Gemara has a problem. The Gemara doesn't like this chilik. The Gemara doesn't accept this chilik that we made. Says the Gemara, imagine Lama, okay. The Mishnah doesn't say that. Read the Mishnah. You have to read it again. It doesn't say if there were Ma'ab before. After it says you have 2 months, you have the obligation to read both months. Read the Megillah twice in the first and the second month. So you read the Lashon of the Gemara, the Mishnah, it just says twice. It doesn't say because you read the Ma'ab before, not the Chor. The Mishnah is not Mukhak like that. So the Gemara says, so where did we get this from? So where then would we get this halakha from? They make this chilik from, where did we get it? So the Gemara says, we get it from a chara, a drasha. So it says, you go this second, this Purim Azos, this letter of Purim, you read the second one that was mentioned, you read this letter. What does this mean? What's a shenis? The Torah itself, we learn how to drasha from the pasuk. Megillah Esther, that is an extra word to tell you that the term Shenis is extra. That it comes out halacha that if you look on the Mishnah, that if you didn't read, if you read it the first time and it was in Sabra, you see, then you have to come and learn from it. You have to read it again. That's like the Mishnah was telling you. But that's Meduyik in the words of the Pasuk, in the words of the Megillah Esther. Mara says maybe there's another way to read that Pasuk. Esther, what did they do? How did they do to get Purim to become a Yomtiv? They wrote a letter and they sent it to the Chachamim. They wrote to the Chachamim that were in Eretz Yisrael. Amalem, they said, do you accept upon yourself to have 2 days, the Yudal of Tesvav, as a Yomtiv, to read the Megillah? It's not enough that we have to deal with the tzaros. You want to go more tzaros? So it gives more trouble for Haman? In other words, I'm going to go ahead. The nation's going to be upset. Look what not only we have this tzaros, we finally got through, we beat Haman. Now we're going to go make a Yom Tov. The whole nations of the world are going to come after us for celebrating the downfall. Because of a God of negotiation, they went and wrote a second letter to the Chachamim. To explain to them how the Yixiv let Kayim, as they gathered upon him as Ozos, they made Kayim this second letter. They wrote a second letter to go with Chacham to convince him that they should make a Yom Tov. Maxim, what was in this argument, the second letter, that would cause the Chacham to change their mind? They said, it's too dangerous. Malan, Manachan says, the Chachamim, im dabaze atem esyarim, if that's what you're afraid of, you should know there's not a reason not to do it. It's already written in the Akoim. It's already written in the national, in the Persian archives. They already have it written down. Everyone knows it. The whole world knows about what happened. And if there's no reason to do it, it's already written. Everyone knows about it. So you're afraid that the nations of the world are going to see this thing. Oh my God, look what the Jews did. They're going to cause sorrows for us. But even if we don't write it, they already know it. It's written in their history books. If it's written in their history books, then your concern is not a concern. Because if they're really upset, they'll be upset already. Because it's already out there. So therefore, we don't think you should have to make this, that this should be a reason not to make a Yom Tov. Not to make a Yom Tov, you shouldn't be concerned about that. Because it's Bakor Kayim, Sifri Zichron Shalem Korin Agrippayim. It's called in their apocrypha, in their writings, it's already brought down. I'm a Mela, therefore, you don't have to worry about it because they already know. Okay. So the Gemara, what happened? The Gemara says that the city when they come, they should make a Yom Tov. They also go ahead and make a Megillas Esther. So they want to go ahead. Haman wanted to do that. But they discussed it. They had a Shaila. And there was a whole discussion back and forth whether they should do it or not. So the Gemara says, 85 amongst them were 30 some Nevi'im amongst the men of the Anshei Knesset Agdola. There's still Ezra, Nehemiah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. There were still many Nevi'im that were there that were but took in this discussion. So Gemara says this was a major discussion amongst the Chachamim. So Gemara says, they were very mistire. They were really troubled. They didn't know what to do. Should they make a Megillah? Add a Megillah Sester to the Ksuvim? Should they add it? How could they do that? These are Mitzvah Hashem. This is what Hashem said. They will call Kama Moshe said to them. This, like these. You know, go ahead and make something new. You can't add a new Navi, a new Nevuah, a new Sefer. You can't make changes, even if you have Nevuah. So how could they do it? They were struggling. Now they want us to do something new, to make Megillas Esther into one of the Sifrei Tanakh. How could we do that? Can I get the Torah? Till they didn't leave, until they discussed and debated back. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu's name, Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave them, enlightened their eyes. And they found a source written in the Torah. In the Suvan of Yom Ksuvim. How did it stayed in the Pasuk. In Chumash, which is much so, there was Zeus Bikaroin, Zeus Torah, this Torah. This is the Torah from Moshe. In other words, this battle you have between Amalek, Haman was a battle of Amalek, that should be put in, that should be written, it's part of the Torah. This should be put into the Torah. So the Gemara says, is it coming to Levium? Is it coming to Karnas Levium? He goes for Safe is coming to Shemi Yira. It should be a safe part of the Safe Levium. The Battle of Amalek was also in the Levium, was recorded in the Levium. And Shmuel Aleph. So Gemara says, Ksuvim, what's Ksumai Zazay says, Divina Permeelu, Nikta Bas Sefer, was written in the book, which means they found a source that should be part of the Vim Ksuvim, Torah of the Vim Ksuvim, that should be part of the Megillah, should be included in the Ksuvim. And just like the Ksuvim, we added the things about Amalek. So though too, we added the things as well, about Purim should be also about Amalek. And the Gemara continues. Another way to explain the drasha. It was actually said in Moshe B'Sinai. This is really said many, many years prior to Megillah happening. It was already written, Halakha Moshe B'Sinai. It was already written by Moshe Rabbeinu, the story. And the Pasuk says, where do we see it from? The Torah says that we should cuss of a Sefer Zichron. Write it as a Sefer Zichron. What does that mean? It means that it was already written as a book, which means it was already, the story was already well documented. Except there's no order Miktum HaTorah, and therefore you can't say the Psukim say this, because it's not the order. You can't say which was written first. In other words, it could be that this was even written before the Battle of Amalek. We don't know when the actual thing was written. We don't know when it was given. Moshe Rabbeinu, was this completed already? Was this not completed? Was this already added to it? Was this came later? This is all the not so clear. The mitzvah, but at the end of the day, one thing for sure you see that is considered surely part of the Torah literature, Torah Neviim Ksuvim. It was part of the Nevuah that was given. Later, the Neviim Ksuvim all going to be mispatel. When Mashiach comes, it will all be mispatel. I mean, it's a fake Torah, but the Torah will not. My timer, Kel Gadol Yosa. Torah says that Kel Gadol's divorce will never stop, which means it'll continue even after Mashiach comes. The Chamishah Kuntah will never stop. There'll always be it. Other Svarim will not remain. So you see that they're not permanent. These words that we said in the Torah, it's only these words, of the Torah's words will stay, but the other words in the Neviim Ksuvim are not the same. They don't have the permanence that the words of the Torah have. So the same idea would be here, that the concept that the Sfarim have in it the ability to last, to be able to have Kiyum. They'll always be around these Sfarim to learn, even after Mashiach comes, that they'll be Vatel, Mumin Nisbatel. The Torah itself is considered exactly the same, but even the other ones, it's not in the seed of Nisbatel, won't become Nisbatel. It'll become Batel in the sense of being part of the Sifrei HaNeviim, but it will still have relevance in the words of the Neviim. Another one, John the even the Mekazest and Alokos, Torah Shabbat Peh would not be, it's not going to be abolished. Therefore, just like over there, Torah says it won't be reserved. So here also, Luis of Zaram, and Exiv Alokos, Likos Olam Lo. The Alokos will not be abolished. The words are his, and therefore, these words have very great significance. And the idea is that it's forever. Some ever will stand. So you see that even because Esther, in that, even though I see in Asidim Libatel, still in all, it has an element of permanence to it that gives us a deeper understanding of what it's all about. Okay. Let's see weiter. So Gemara, so this was the Kabbalah explained this also as well. Asidim Libatel and his Tokokos, he said, it's only given, why would it be in Sparta? Because it's only Tokokos the Israel. That's the Yossi. You don't have to have Tokokos. Everyone will be great. They don't need to have Tokokos. There'll be rumors in the Torah, but you don't have to have any Tokokos you had because it's not, there's no purpose in it. It's not doing it. So the Yod Hashem, it's only to tell us a purpose to be able to go save Klal Yisrael. It doesn't do anything to add to a person's Amunah Bitachon. It's not Tokokos Bama, just to tell us the Tokokha. So the Gemara, because Haman was going to his money for the purpose of destroying Klal Yisrael. It's better that the money of my children, Klal Yisrael, should receive the money of that of the Russia. If we proceeded before this to read Pasha Shkolim, which is always about people recognizing it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to recognize to where the money comes from, to recognize the integrity of it. That's the idea. So we read Pasha Shkolim before Purim. So here we have amongst this tremendous ole, you have to understand, figure out how it's going to work. You have to go remarketing it. If it goes, because we'll go to wait the money to destroy your soul. So you have to describe where this came from and describe the future, what's going to be with it, where it's going to go. The priest take the money has key into it. Money has kin to it. Better the Yisbi comes from Bonai. The money should take precedence over the Rishoyim. So therefore, it values what a person does with his money and the stucker that he gives. This is tremendous chus for Klal Yisrael. It's makdim upon bashkol. That's why we read it bashkolim as a schus for klayso before the story of Amalek, the story of Haman. So the Gemara, Mishnah, you have to read both. You have to read both first and the second month. Gemara says, "What's the base Mishnah?" Each year, hikash on to shabar l'shavon shemus. We make a hikash for the year that's embarrassed was not to. Yes, embarrassed. Mashon name embarrassed out of some klanisan. It's like the year some embarrassed is some klanisan. Avshana shem embarrassed out of some klanisan. So this also out of comes close to nisan. Whether it's going to be where it will be with the connection, what the level would be, because Shavu Shana just tells us that's the time that just included into the sugya, into where it's going to come from. My chabah, some gulu tefila, maybe also telling us halacha by halacha gabi to be some gulu tefila, which is we know that gula is referred to Nisan. And this is referred to as Nukhmud Lagula, the Gula, to come to the Gula that we're going to read, which is going to happen. Nisa Nigalu is the portion that's supposed to be read at that time. Well, it says, that year was a Mubaris, the year, the Purim year was a leap year. And therefore, it happened in the second year. And if that's why we mock, but if it's 2 months, we do it the second year, because that's when actually the Nes of Purim actually happened. The story involved and everything else was in the second month. He says over there, but let's say do it from day 12th month to Haman. Gemara says which would be the 12th month at the end. So what's the idea of the 12th month? I tell you that it's in that regular year, but we add on a 13th month for the second month. What's the idea of telling us we know it's the 12th month is Adar. There it says no, telling us that we'd add on it's Adar now, but if we have an add on the month, it won't be 12 months, it'll be 13 months until we come back to Adar. So Gemara says again, two Adars is leap year, Adarish and Tosefis. First Adar is an additional month. Oh, Adar Shein, it was the second one, an additional month. Which is the one you're going to go and use? In other words, when Sadie wants to identify which Adar it is, someone wants to know which one is Tosef. Is it the first one or you're adding the first one or you're adding the second one? You're making the second one. What's the name between first and second? Well, it's like Shnei, Kavasim, Benayim. The difference is the lambs that you bring up between them. That's a big nafkamina. What's the nafkamina? If you're going to go ahead, if the animal was born on the 15th day of Adar, in a year that's not Muberes, so now it's a year later. Now you come to the next year, it's a leap year. And you don't matter, you say the Adar Rishon is the year, and it's a full year. It's a year, and the next month will be 13 months. And it's not good. It's too late. You have to bring it up in the first year. They only have 15 months. They only have 15 months of the first Adar. First month, they're no longer good because it's too late. So, therefore, it's an afkamina, which one we're referring to. So, Mr. Bryce itself actually says this. Mishnah says this, that the first month is added, the first Adar is added. Look at the Mishnah. Mishnah says in Sakas Idias, hey, do Shayim, the Shadab Adar? They were made that they were Mahabar the year, month of Adar. Shayim, the Mount of Purim. Because the Chachamim said they would go until Purim, until the 14th day of Adar. Hey, do Shayim, the Shadab Adar? They went ahead and they were Ma'adar the Shana. Condition that if the Yasi is there, they can have a Yupi. If not, then it'll be a regular year. They did it on Tanai. That the Nasi would have to agree. So what do you see? First you see over here clearly they added the first Adar Rishon. In Tumad you say Adar Shenu, Lokal Mashatza, there's nothing left of the year in the first of Adar. So Malik, how are you going to be Abra? How can you Abra Shana that there's nothing left? It's that day, it's the end of the month. It can't be that. Has to do it in the beginning of the month. Has to be that the first Adar is the month that you add, and Mimela, the idea of calling out the month, comes from the first year. It hasn't ended yet, so therefore it would be considered year one, and would not yet add on the carbon to change it, that would be considered 13 months. It would have to remain the 1 year, because it's only the month before it ends, and that would be considered the 12th month before the Ma'aber. You would not get the Urbi Shana there at that time. The Gemara seems to explain that would be the formula on the first month and not on the second month. L'chara is a raya from the Lashon itself of the Mishnah. The Gemara tries to understand, when we say the month is the extra month, not everyone agrees to this. Ravuka found two different letters that was letting people know, Klai Yisrael know, that they're Ma'ab of the year. Because they wrote, Sanhedrin was Ma'ab of the Shana, and they wrote two letters. Hadik said, in one of the letters they wrote, Shapi bapi api chavrei mosvata shalom. It's proper, in my opinion, and my chaverim, that we add a month, the 30 days to the year. We have a full month adding. Ubechadik 7, the other letter, shav api bechavrei. I and my chaverim approved. Shashatzi Yochi Yomim. They add on a month of days to the year. Mash with the extra one, there's only 29 days. So which day, when we add on, is it a full month or is it a partial month? Is it 29 days or 30 days? We have two letters. Each one seems to be contradict each other. So the Gemara says, it must be that there's a machlokas. This different opinion, two letters, the two different uschos, two different texts, it really depends on which sheet do you hold. Again, mind yom etlatzim yom. The one says it's 30 days. I would talk that yet on other rishon. The one says it's 29 days. Yach yom tisha, getting on the 29 days is the second month. Is it? Who do you get it from? The chur, because that's where you get it. The first one is the full month. The second one is the shorter month. 29 days. The one said no. Maybe I'll tell you no raya from there. Maybe I'll tell you don't make a raya from these two letters. The oylam. Maybe I'll tell you asa shnei kalashim rivarim. The best they made both months 30 days. Abi Rishon Ad Hasheni. Ibur is Hasheni. Olibur is Rishon. If they made, or the second one they made full, never make the first one. Ma Asu Asu. Whatever they did, was it. In other words, whatever they did, they can do what they want. So it's not because Pshat is a rule that Ad Rishon is 30 days and Ad Hasheni is 29 days, and you want to prove it from here that they're two separate days, two letters indicate 2 days. No, it was really arbitrary. They could really do what they want. If they wanted to make the first one 29 days, second one 30 days, they could have done that, or vice versa. So Mamela, therefore, there was a difference of opinion. Which month is the Iker? So the ones who said it was the second month, they said the second month. The ones who said the first month could have been made the first one, but it could really be the same. It could be that both of them would agree that the days or months are both of them, that both of them are chaser, and both of them are 29 days. So it's not a riot from there, from the letters, that's the two letters that a sosa should be able to tell you to determine the factor of how you divide up the 2 months and how many days each month should be, would not be a good determination to be able to do that. So the Gemara says that again, so then what we do, how do we determine the 2 days of Adar? So the Gemara says, we have rice of Shemana Goliom, Mitzvah Sanog of Adar Sheni, and Nogos Adar Rishon. Mitzvah you do in the first Adar Sheni, you don't do an Adar Rishon. Except Hespin Tainis, and Shemana Zebizeh. Both months, you do both your first month and the second month, Hespin and Tainis is Usher, on the first and the second day. But otherwise, the mitzvahs that you do, and Adar Sheni, we don't do in the first days. All the mitzvahs are Purim, Machag, Megillah, the Megillah, Matan, Sevel, Mishloach, Melos is the first one. It's not, and if you did it just in the first one, you didn't do it in the second one, you're not Yotze. And you're Yotze, says the Kamen Eda. So the Gemara says, if that's so, Kasha, Rosh Hashem, Rosh Hashem, Levi, Alok, Rosh Hashem, Gamliel, 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 only say he was noyek like Hashem. Well, but Mashman Halacha is not like that. In other words, what do you first? You seem to say that was the lucky decree that Halacha is like Hashem Yeshua ben Levi, Hashem ben Gamliel. Excuse me. Then you come out and you say that he was noyek or Kanina Tzipurin was noyek or Hashem ben Gamliel. What do you mean he was noyek? Does he paskin like him or is he not? Or just Halacha? Is Halacha like him or no? Halacha is not like him. He just that he was noyek that way, but he didn't paskin that way. That wasn't the psak. I mean, that's what it means. And even, we can even root according to the minhag, it could be either one. Each of them could have the same idea. 30, 29, doesn't make a difference. Either one could be according to each of the shittos. It's not a psak, it's only a hanaga of how they were knowing. That's what the Kabbalah seems to learn the Gemara. So the Gemara says, no, let's see how the shtar rose. What about if you're writing a shtar? Then you write, you write the second one. And the first one we write just Adar. In other words, when you're writing a shtar, determine the date, it's a leap year. So then the first one you write just Adar. And if it's the second month, you write Adar Sheni. Second Adar, you write a Tav, and it is enough. You know, you write it with a Tav, it's enough of a Simen, Tanoyan, like the second one. You don't have to write the whole month, Adar Sheni, it's enough to know that you refer to Adar Sheni. You Reish Tevis Tanayan. The test is just the first of the letters that says two, the second, so it's enough just to do that. It's already will determine to us that it's referring to Adar Sheni and Adar Rishon, and that would be enough of identification of what this is. So the Mishnah Baita. Look at the Mishnah. In that Mishnah we talked about, the Halacha says that in so the Gemara, also another thing that's not included. What about the idea of Shimur Shkolim, proclaiming about the Shkolim, and the Kalayim, when things become Kalayim, is also in that period of time between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. Chelba Shem Yishom Chazia said, over Yotze Baba, everything comes out, fulfills the Yotze on the 14th day. She was Man Kriyasa. All the people, everyone, could fill all their different obligations of Kriyas Megillah on the 14th day, because that is the Iker Zman Kriya. Whoever you are, could read on that day, because that is the Ikkar. The 14 days is the Ikkar for everybody. Memela to record most of the world. So even if you're a city that's walled, would still be able to be Yotzei if they read it on the 14th day, because that's something that the rove of the people are knowing that way. So the Gemara says, that's what the Gemara is telling, the statement from Rav Kelvin. Gemara says, where did we get from? Where did they get this from? The Gemara says, I'm a Yotzei. Zoy Yeyos. Gemara says, I'll bring a Raya. I'll bring a Raya is correct. That the Alocha is Kolim and Klaim are also mentioned in the second Adar and not an Adar Rishon. Where did we get that from? Kolim Amar Shramiz Bim. Did we not come say that we proclaim the Shkolim? Look at Shiv Yisrael Kisim. Not because the Kolim still bring their Shkolim on the right time. Of course not. Emma Wata by Rishon, Ad Kedon is Shatan Yitzin Yomim. There's still 60 days left in the year, the first day of Nisan, when you have to bring the Shkolim. So you're too far away. 60 days before to call out the Shkolim, it seems to be way too far. It's too much too early. Elamai Gabi Kalayim, similarly. Kalamat Yosemite Gabi Kalayim. You're going to go tell people how to inspect it as a Kalayim. Look, there's Yitzmachim in the garden. It should be Nicker. But Mel Mnicky, after 60 days until it becomes Nicker, they won't go. Emadi Yabi Rishon, Vadi Rishon, I can eat the dog, and the plants are still small. You can't even tell. So if you have to go, so it has to be Dafka, you have to make it that the, has to be Adar Sheni, a Raya. It would be Adar Rishon, and you're going to call out to come check Kalayim that nothing was grown. You wouldn't be able to check because there's still so many days, 60 days before Nisan, you wouldn't be able to tell that things grow. It's not even, didn't even break the ground yet. So the people are going to come and check and not even see the climb. They won't be able to see it. So if they won't be able to see it, it has to be that it's already Adar Sheni, where it's closer to the end of the month. And then they'll be able to determine the Kalayim and also remember to remind themselves on the Shkolim that it would be Adar Sheni would be the appropriate thing when it says Ayin Ben Adar Rishon Adar Sheni includes these Shkolim and the Kalayim would be included as well.